This episode is brought to you by Anchor. There are so many ways for you to put yourself out there and build your brand. And I believe that hosting your own podcast is a great way for you to go about it. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing your podcast. And the coolest thing, it's totally free and unbelievably easy to use. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and a huge community of podcasters already using Anchor. I'll catch you on the road to recognition.
Hey, you're listening to the Becoming Known podcast, where we believe that your work is worthy of recognition. Fear is a liar, and owning the spotlight is the most powerful way for you to build your brand. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Here's your host, Candace Hickman.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Becoming Known podcast. This is episode number one. I am the host of Becoming Known podcast, Candace Hickman. I'm really happy you're here. I'm really excited about everything that's to come. This place, the Becoming Known podcast, I feel like this is what I was made for. I feel like everything that has been happening in my life over the last couple of years is really coming together to create this community, to create this show, these different outlets that we're making right here online and also in my hometown that I'm currently in Miami. And so I'm very happy that you can be a part of the journey. I wanted to take a minute before we start diving into all the incredible interviews that we have coming up to really tell you a little bit about me, about my mission, about why it is that I do what I do. So I really truly believe that becoming known, that branding ourselves is each of our right, that each of us has the potential to really make an unforgettable impression on the world and in the lives of the people around us. But really to become known in this noisy and judgmental world, it really takes a lot of authenticity. It takes courage. It takes uniqueness. It takes us really stepping into the fullest expression of who we really are. And so through my work, I teach people to overcome their fear, to really activate those special parts within themselves, so that they can create a standout brand and get paid to actually do the work that they love. So I am currently living in Miami Beach, Florida in the United States. As you can probably hear, I'm originally from Australia. My dad's actually African-American. He was raised in the deep South. My mom's Australian. And so I was raised in Australia in a very stable home environment. My parents are still together. I went through university. I graduated as an occupational therapist back in 2009. And when I moved to the United States, my credentials didn't transfer. And I was thrown into this period of time. I was forced into a place of almost reinvention at the same time that I was kind of really discovering who I really even was to begin with. And it was during this time I was working a minimum wage job at the mall by day. I was running around the streets of Chicago by night, putting myself out there, being a little socialite, trying to get to know people, networking. I was really called to be in the spotlight, but I really didn't even know what that meant. You know, I wanted to find my voice. I wanted to be in the spotlight. So pretty early on in my journey in the United States, I found myself hosting for a local TV show that was launching at the time. I only ended up going for one season. I think budget constraints, whatever. But essentially, I found myself with zero on-camera experience. I'm in the spotlight. I'm covering fashion shows and restaurant openings and celebrity interviews with Ice Cube and Sway from Sway in the Universe and some of the Chicago Bulls players, George Kotsiopoulos of Fashion Police. And during that time, really trying to find my voice, establishing my personal brand, and really essentially proving that credentials, you know, a ton of experience, it doesn't really matter without the spirit, without the heart, and without the power of your own brand. And so in early 2017, I actually made a really abrupt decision to move down to Miami, Florida. I launched an online coaching business where I began teaching really entrepreneurs how to build their own profitable personal brand, how to claim their gifts, how to overcome their fear, how to begin telling their story and connecting with their ideal clients in a way that actually resulted in a greater impact and more income in their businesses. So my work has been featured in Time Out Miami Magazine, Fet Lifestyle Magazine. I've been on a number of different podcasts, Gloston Found, a popular Chicago-based magazine. Earlier in this year, actually, what are we in? We're in December. I'm already jumping ahead a bit. So in October, we actually launched a live interview event series based in Miami, where I do live interviews in front of a studio audience. I'm claiming it as a studio audience because I want it to be a talk show for anybody that's listening that has the potential to make that happen. But at the moment, it's this networking mixer, this live audience, a live interview where we have the opportunity to really get together to build our network here in the Miami area, but also to listen to successful entrepreneurs, creatives, professionals, and really just people with an inspiring story. And so I wanted to take what we're actually doing here in the city of Miami and bring it online so that we can spread the message of what it means to own your gifts, to own your talents, to really start putting your work and yourself in the spotlight, to really overcome that fear and understand that the fear is a liar, the fear holds you back from your destiny, and then to figure out how to actually then monetize your passion so that you can make money doing the work that you love. One of the strongest things, one of the things that people always come to me and they go, Candace, the coolest thing about you and one of the most powerful assets that you have is your network. You know so many people from so many different walks of life, whether it is a professional surfer, Anastasia Ashley, to Huguette Montesinos, who has her Dysfunction magazine, you know, to people like Tyler Wagoner, who is the founder of Authors Unite, or Vanessa Stanley of Everything Consulting, that puts on these amazing artist showcases during Art Basel. You know, no matter who I have so many cool people around me, so many people that have such incredible stories, that have incredible amounts of expertise. And so it was time to really bring everybody in my network together to create something where we can start inspiring, challenging you, and giving you the education and the resources that you need in order to start building your standout brand and getting your work to the world. So I'm really excited about everything that's going to be happening over the coming year, over the coming years. I'm excited that you're a part of this journey right from day one, and I look forward to seeing you. Just so you know, this very first week of the Becoming Known podcast, we have over 10 interviews that are going to be live. So this is a pretty exciting launch for me. Over 10 interviews that will be released this week alone so that we can start building a really strong community. On top of that, I invite you to jump on over to Facebook. There is a group on Facebook. It is called Becoming Known. It is a community where you can have the opportunity to really connect with other listeners, where you can seek advice around branding yourself and, you know, tips and tricks for really building a strong brand and business. And so I hope you go over there now and join in with us. I look forward to the coming week. I hope that you're as excited as I am. I will see you shortly back here on the Becoming Known podcast for our very first episode. I'll talk with you soon.
Thanks again for listening to the Becoming Known podcast, where we believe that your work is worthy of recognition, fear is a liar, and owning the spotlight is the most powerful way for you to build your brand. We'll see you back here next week for more tips to becoming known.